You're listening to WGMU. I'm Jackie, live with Electric Heart from Sterling, Virginia. Hey, you guys, how's it going?
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing well. So, want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Sean. I'm a co-frontman of Electric Heart. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Patty. I sing, and I do keys sometimes.
Okay, cool. So how did you guys form? Like, how did the band happen?
So we're actually childhood friends. We met
second grade.
Yeah, oh, that's so cool.
And we knew each other up until fourth grade, and I moved for a little bit. And we just ended up in the same high school a few years later. And she and I used to go by the name Sandipta, that's my real name, and then people started calling me Sean. So she ended up in my earth science class, and she's like, Sean's not your real name. I know you.
I was like, I know this kid somewhere.
And we had just both amassed a love for music and a love for singing
during
and performing.
Our separation.
Yeah, and somehow we both just became avid music lovers and music listeners and music fans. And we kind of just started jamming as soon as we met, and we started Electric Heart about 2 years ago. We've been playing for years, so we've always had this kind of back and forth chemistry. We love playing and singing with each other, and we're great friends, so there's no like ego issues in the band or anything like that. It's all just
so you guys fun. Started being like you guys grew up being musically active.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. We jammed, the two of us, a lot in high school. And then a couple years ago, we started playing open mics, and we were like, let's take this to the next level.
And even before that, we were kind of just making recordings in my basement and just kind of covering songs. And we realized we love it so much, why not just kind of share it with as many people as we could?
What kind of musical influences do you guys have? Like covers you make and all that?
Oh, yeah, we listen to a lot of the same music, actually.
Yeah, we have very similar tastes.
Yeah, and we kind of take the different styles that we each grew up with. Like, he's super into, like, John Mayer and that kind of thing, I wasn't until I really, you know, he influenced me into it. I like a lot more, like, soul and, like, R&B, that kind of thing, even, like, Beyonce. And we kind of merge our two styles together to create this
like
thing
that
we
have.
Like,
your own genre.
Yeah,
absolutely. I love that.
And we kind of want to defy genre expectations. So, like, most people see a band like us, and they're like, oh, it's singer-songwriter music. Like, that's all it is. But we're kind of trying to take R&B and soul and funk and even, like, elements of hip-hop and pop and kind of fuse it all together.
And this is the place to be because DC, like, they're very known for, like, their funk scene.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely. And funk is it's very popular at the moment.
Yeah, so. it's the go-to now, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone's making funk music at the moment.
Yeah.
So do you guys perform locally, like Jam and Java, DC9? Like, where do you guys perform usually?
Well, the place that it all kind of started was actually Epicure Cafe in Fairfax. It's pretty close to Mason.
That's really local.
Yeah. That's where we first started playing our open mics together. That's where we discovered Electric Heart and like that we wanted to become serious about it.
Kind of found our sound.
We like to perform there as much as possible just because it's like a family to us.
Yeah, it's like a second home pretty much.
We actually have a show coming up at Epicure on April 28th and it's pretty close.
Epicure, so it's like right there.
Yeah, it's literally like a few miles away. Yeah.
Like a 5-minute drive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Do you guys plan on like touring outside of Virginia? Maybe
absolutely.
Expanding?
So we actually have a couple of charity concerts planned for California over the summer, and then we have plans to go to Europe as well and do a small tour of some festivals there.
That's amazing.
So yeah, we're trying to expand our fan base and kind of grow outward a little
bit. Plus, like, that's like vacation for you guys too. Like, that'll be a great time to hang out.
And we both love to travel, so we both love to play music, so this is kind of the perfect thing for us to do.
It works definitely.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. What are you most looking forward to at Journal Jam this Thursday?
Well, this is my first year at Mason as a transfer student, so I haven't really gotten into the music scene on campus at all or really connected with any of the students. And this would be our first gig at Mason, so I'm really excited to get some of my friends in my classes and even my professors out to see us and, like, you know, introduce them to our band because I haven't gotten around to that yet. And hopefully it'll lead to playing more gigs on campus.
Yeah.
This is a great platform to starting out at Journal Jam this Thursday. I think it'll be a great start. And, like, you know, who knows where you guys will go. You guys are going to Europe? Like, that's insane. Like, oh, my God.
That's the plan.
So jealous. And, like, do you guys have any new music or new covers coming out?
Well, we actually have an EP out. It's our first major release. Mm-hmm. We're doing everything independently, so we are booking agent, PR manager. We record everything and produce it ourselves. We mix and master in-house, and it's a learning process. It's a very complicated art form. It's kind of this weird mix of science and art. It's art, but you have to definitely be very technically proficient. So I think we learned a lot recording this first EP. It's five songs. It's called Be Alive EP. It's out on iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, the whole nine yards. And we've already started recording our second project, because as we were recording this, we were coming up with songs. Like in our break times, we'd be practicing our other songs. So we have like five or six more songs, and so the plan is to put out another EP and kind of tour with these two EPs, promote it, and then eventually, hopefully not eventually, very soon, record a full-length record, full-length album.
So we're really excited.
We have music out, and we're constantly creating music, constantly writing. And
I'm definitely looking forward to it. I think that it'll be really great.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, thanks for everything. What social media sites do you guys have so, like, listeners can tune into you guys?
So we're very active on Facebook. And we have an Instagram account where we kind of update our fans on where we're playing and stuff like that. So yeah, Facebook and Instagram is where our main kind of social media presence is.
All right. And you said you have a performance in April at Epic Here again, right?
April 28th. We're playing with two great local artists, Jamie Eventide. He's a one-man band. He plays basically drums, harmonica, guitar, sings all at the same time. He's very talented. He has a huge fan base around here. And then we're playing with Chief Low, another great local
soul
band.
Yeah,
like
soul
a soul band.
Band.
Yeah. Band. Yeah. Really cool.
That'll be awesome. Well, definitely check out Electric Heart on Facebook and Instagram. And also be sure to tune in at Journal Jam this Thursday, April 6th. And for more information on that, go to studentmedia.gmu.edu. And also check out their performance at Epicura Cafe, Friday, April 28th. Okay. All right. Thanks for coming over. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Uh-huh.